to be accepted by. What would your future kids think if they saw your Instagram?
This is why you're single. Oh, I bet your dad is proud.
Number one, I don't sit around entertaining hypothetical kids I don't have. Number two, there are plenty of men that would love to be suffocated by this ass for the rest of their life. Number three, my dad is a feminist. Why would I live a boring life to be accepted by narrow-minded people? Why would I live a life based on ideas? That makes no sense. I'm not here to please everyone. I never claimed to be a saint. I enjoy sucking dick and saying the things that you're too afraid to say out loud too much to ever change.
Bundle of Brittany. We are gathered here. We are gathered here today.
If I like you, I don't need foreplay.
We are gathered here today to discuss this whore. This girl, see, having that attitude right there, man, and it's crazy. Like when you go to her Instagram, what brought me to this part three of her? You know, if you've been listening to me in the past, I have two podcasts on her. Now her recent video that I came across is the reason why I did this. Now, she says in the video, basically, the caption is basically like a bunch of bullshit, blah, blah, blah. I'm not worried about me having kids or me having a man or a fiance. That's not going to hinder my life. I'm not worried about that. News flash, if you creating videos for that shit on your page, then you are fucking thinking about it. Like, regardless of what you think or what you say out your mouth, you are starving and dying for attention. There's no reason. Forget about if you have kids or what your future kids is going to see on Instagram. Forget about that. I know damn well that you got somebody in your family that looks up to you, like there's a little sister or a little niece or a auntie. Like, I know it's something that somebody in your family, ain't no way in the world you the only woman in your family. She said your father's a feminist. That don't really have nothing to do with. And first thing she says, why would I live a boring life? What? You say the things that they don't want to say. Cause you talk about sucking dick on camera on your Instagram live feeds. That's living an awesome life. Same, back to the same shit we was talking about, man. Like I said, you got to put her in the category too. Hopefully she's so raw and on the line that hopefully women can look past her. Like, look, this broad is lost. Her upbringing didn't go right. Something didn't go right with her because there is no need. This is not even, you supposed to be a queen. You for one, she could pass for a white girl. She could dye her hair blonde and dye her eyebrows blonde. She could pass for a white girl. She don't have the scrutiny that a dark-skinned girl or a official black girl is going to go through. She doesn't have that because she has this look. You have this Gomez look to you, you know what I'm saying? So you're going to be all right. So you can promote this dumb bullshit foolishness to these people, you know, to majority black girls that... You know what I'm saying? Even the white girls that's probably watching this shit, they probably doing it behind closed doors. Shit, I wouldn't care. That's the point. Everybody is free. You think you the only bitch sucking dick? You think you the only person fucking a whole bunch of people? You the only asshole that keeps putting it on the fucking forefront. She trying to be another superhead. You gonna write a book about guys that you had sex with. That's all it is. Like, So in actuality, all you want is nosy, no good, nasty motherfuckers with no life to come, other dark motherfuckers like you, because anybody living a normal, regular life, why the hell would they give a fuck about who you're fucking and how, if you fucking them by the eights and shit, and if you 24 motherfuckers, you fucked them in a 2-month span, this dude didn't wear a condom, this dude didn't wear a condom, oh, I fucked this dude over here, and he didn't wear a condom. Now you post a video saying that basically, in 1,000 words, basically trying to say that until that right guy finds me, I don't care. Excuse me, that right guy ain't fucking coming. Ain't nobody coming but another motherfucker. It's enough shit out on you right now that I don't see no real nigga butting you ever. All the people you fuck, I guarantee your pussy good. Ass fat, look good naked. That's why you always walk around on Instagram naked. You gotta shoot a video in your drawers to tell us that you getting a cook for your house. Why the fuck you gotta be in your drawers for that? You see what I'm saying? So you trying hard. You trying to get one of them motherfuckers to tap in and hit your DMs. Like, you, people like you are a disgrace. They should lock your ass out of Instagram so nobody can. So these young girls don't even need to see this shit, man. This shit right here, this shit is worse. This shit is even worse than the damn ratchet shit. I'd rather you see that, like, you know, just like I was talking about the city girls. Like, I'd rather that shit than this. This shit right here is just disgusting. It's disgusting. Like, you, and then you want to detail how you be fucking each person. And, like, come on, man. And then you got the nerve to come on here and make it seem like you some kind of victim. Like, you a victim. Like, nobody wants to, like, oh, I'm not going to let that define me not having kids or me not having a husband, me not, that, until that right guy, bitch, ain't nobody coming to find you. He's gone. He's on a boat going the other direction. Ain't nobody coming for you. Not like this. I guarantee you, if you wasn't doing all this wild shit, your ass have been married and you would have been in somebody's motherfucking place. Probably one of these celebrities that done been with you. If you think about it, when I shot the last podcast, she fucked 25 dudes and like, I guess it was like a 2 month span. It was like the end of February. I think she was like, for this year, she had already had 24 different bodies. You put that out there on Instagram. Why would somebody want to be with you? Why? Why would somebody even come at you trying to be right? You might feel like an idiot. A guy gonna feel like an idiot trying to date you on a regular note. You might be what they say. A lot of females, they just want to have sex just like us. Shit. Hey, with this resume, I would assume you are one of those. Why would I come at you on some, hey, would you like to go? Can we talk? Like, why would I come at you with some Tevin Campbell shit when it's publicly known that you done fucked Colin Kaepernick, Lil Uzi Vert, and you sucked his kids and swallowed his kids? All that shit is out. You know how many NBA, you know how many bros is out here fucking NBA people and NFL people? Do we know? No. You fucking idiot. You fucked yourself up. Like, that's just like telling somebody, you might as well put, you got fucking AIDS on your forehead. When your body count is that high, like all these STDs, then you telling motherfuckers that you don't use condoms. None of the athletes use condoms. Why would a nigga, come on, man? Like, oh man, like she said, she's pretty sure a dude would love to be shacked up with you with that nice, pretty ass for the rest of their life. I can't motherfucking tell. You just fucked 24 motherfuckers in a 2 month span. Not one of them kept you. Not even Colin Kaepernick, who you flew out to go see. He wouldn't even pay for your ticket. Like, why would a guy want to date the bitch that fucked Colin Kaepernick and had that flew out to Colin Kaepernick just to fuck him for the clout? Why would a nigga want to be with you? Why would a celebrity, any rap artist, actor, anybody. Why would they want to be with you? What would draw, what about you says, this, I'm the man for her. Shit. You crazy. If ladies, if this is how you gonna live, this shit is not cute at all. This shit is disgusting right here. This shit right here is gonna get you a whole bunch of likes. Gonna get you a whole bunch of views. But in the end, you're gonna be just like, you're gonna be at home. You're gonna be at home just like her. Let's hear this. Here we go. Okay, she's in a
decided to hire a chef because
she's in a Hooters shirt with some like some panties on in her kitchen. Here we go.
Too fucking lazy to cook. And I'm just never gonna be one of those girls slaving away in the kitchen. Okay, like, you either want me to bring on the bag or home cooked meal. Can't have both. I had him meal prep for a week, two meals a day. I'll take care of breakfast. Here are two meals up close.
Ooh. Ah.
Oh my God. The diet is no diet. I'm just trying to get thick on these bitches, yeah. And on these bone boots, so. See my fat ass Twix bar! So if you awesome. Are in the LA area, you need meal prep, the chef, just whatever. You should hit him up, he's so fire. Y'all gonna be mad when I'm thick.
Now, why the hell would you need to come here? You came here to tell us that you hired a personal cook because you're too lazy to cook. You're not going to be no stay-at-home cooking woman. What did you need to come here with your ass out for? You're talking about you can't wait till you get thick on these. Like what? Like, you just starving. You're starving. This bra is starving for attention, man. Please, please, ladies, please listen to me. Don't think that this lady is lit by no way, shape, or form. And this girl, I would rather bet that this girl is probably crying to herself when she gets off these social media drugs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would really say that this girl is probably seriously a depressed individual. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, because think about it, like, why would you rag out your body like that? Think about it, like, she's probably fucking over 100 guys a year. So, like, why would you rag out your body like that? Most girls, they kind of sacred with the sex. You know what I'm saying? They ain't even about to let too many, you know what I'm saying? You're like, most girls, they really care about their body count, like, for real. You know what I'm saying? So you just airing your shit out completely. It's like, fuck, is you stressed? You see what I'm saying? Like, it's no way you got all this Lil Uzi Vert getting exposed shit or whatever. Like, I don't even understand why this bitch even made it to Vlad TV. Like, I don't even know what she does to make it to Vlad TV, but we gonna check it out. We gonna check. I'm telling you right now, this girl is not lit, man. This girl, I'm telling you, is suffering, man. Like, she must ain't got too much family or that, and you know what I'm saying, for them to even, like,
there's always a rumor. I take a picture with a guy. I follow a guy. I post a guy on my page, and there's rumors. Rumors everywhere.
The thing about Trey is that he never really, like, you know, denies the rumors. Like, when the rumors come up, he's like, I don't know, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which kind of adds to the whole rumor, pretty much.
I guess it depends how you look at it. Because I look at it as, if someone's not addressing a rumor, it, like, really just isn't that ridiculous to
clear out. Okay, here we go. This says, she talks on Vlad TV.
Hi,
about
everyone. My name is Brittany
media.
Renner, a.k.a. Bundle of Brittany, and I...
Social media. It says Brittany Renner talks heartbreak and being the other woman on Hollywood Unlocked. Okay, so basically she says social media broke up her 5-year relationship. My point exactly. Social media is what sent you into a heartbreak. And that's what I told you. If you follow me, my earlier podcast, I always say that. It, like, nothing be going on in these women's life but a heartbreak. A heartbreak is like the level that they value heartbreaks is like how another person might value, like, oh shit, my uncle just got cancer. Like, everything changed after my uncle got cancer. Everything changed after I got the heartbreak. You see what I'm saying? So all of this shit, all this fucking everybody, this shit, she just went on. She trying to get up under somebody's skin. You know what I'm saying? And she running herself crazy. Because like I said, no woman is gonna do her pussy like that, man. I'm sorry. No woman is gonna get her shit thrown like that. You know what I'm saying? 50 plus niggas and like ain't none of them loving you. Like, you crushing your shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, your shit like a porno star, for real. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I'm pretty sure it's still wonderful, you know? And the only thing about it is, like, young black girls is probably the most that's gonna take the most from those slutty videos. And then when they try it, they are really look shame upon. Like, see them little Pocahontas, red bone, yellow ones, if you look on social media, they the nastiest ones. It's another one with a real, real long tongue. Her name is like, it's spelled like KVVW or something. She's another one, just like this, like all over the place, doing videos about sucking things and, you know, so they'll have like, it's almost like, how, like, where's your heart? Like, what, like, how, like, you know what I'm saying? But when you look at their posts and what they're talking about, it's all the same shit. Like, men are dogs. Why am I, men are dogs? Why I can't find the right one? When the right one comes, I can't wait. It's the same shit, but you a complete whore on the screen. This shit is whack, man. But we found it though. Here we go. Brittany Renner talks heartbreak. Anytime. I'm not watching this bullshit. Y'all can look this up. Brittany. I just needed to see because I knew that there was no way possible that a girl was ragging herself out like this for no reason at all. This is what it is. Like that. Whatever happened. You know, that evidently she said social media ruined it. So what that means is basically either the nigga seen some shit and he went and fucked the bitch or a nigga, you know, because usually when a nigga leave them, they don't say heartbreak. You see what I'm saying? They'll like, when they use the word heartbreak, it's usually like he cheated on me. You know what I'm saying? Like when they leave you or some shit like that, then, you know, they'll never use that. If they leave you, they usually don't even speak on you no more. Fuck that shit. Unless they really try to get back with you. You know what I'm saying? So when they use the word heartbreak, that's always a simple fact that a nigga cheated on them for another broad, you know, and basically tried to still be with them. And that's what you know, internally breaks the heart. You know what I'm saying? So this shit is bullshit. This is a lot of hot air. This is another heartbroken. I told you, when she records, I wouldn't be surprised. When she records them big nasty videos saying all that big wild crazy shit, I wouldn't be surprised if this girl sits and cries to herself at night. Seriously, this lady is far from a lit person. I promise you that. She is far from lit. Don't get it twisted, man. Like these motherfuckers being on social media, having motherfuckers thinking, man, I wish I could be so so carefree like her, man. Like, she just doesn't care about anything. Bitch, please.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.